bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. It's time to get your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show started. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 22nd of September, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes or so today. Is that all you got from Skype yesterday and then nothing else happened? Well, you're not the only one. Skype went basically kapooey yesterday for quite some time, actually. That's because a major Skype outage hit the entire world. Now, all of this actually started around yesterday around 9 a.m., and Skype actually sent out a statement saying that we have detected an issue with the status settings of Skype. Affected users will not be able to change their status, their contacts will show as offline, and they will be unable to start Skype calls to them. However, though, instant messages are still being delivered as usual. Which is kind of funny because none of my instant messages were going through. How about you? Now, at that time, Skype said they were working on a fix for the issue and they hope to have the service up and running at full capacity soon. They apologize for any inconvenience. Yeah, a lot of us were inconvenienced yesterday, but thankfully, yes, Skype now is apparently back to normal. I've had no problems this morning. Hopefully, you won't have any problems today or wherever you're at in the world right now. Oh, Skype. I remember when Skype was dependable. That was before Microsoft took them over. Well, just a little over a week ago, we heard about Apple's enticing, yes, you get an iPhone every year. Get the latest iPhone, $31 a month. So enticing, I guess Samsung says, you know what? We should copy that. Let's do it again. Yeah, that's right. Samsung is copying Apple again. According to Forbes magazine, Samsung is prepping up its own leasing program. According to the people over there at Forbes, their sources over at Samsung are saying it's a great value for customers that they want the latest and greatest device every year. So it makes sense that Samsung would give its own fans an opportunity to do the same. No word yet when Samsung's actually going to start copying this idea. They better be doing it soon, though, because Apple's, yeah, it's already underway. Hey, speaking of Apple, remember we told you yesterday about malware in the Chinese store? Big freaking headache for Apple yesterday. That's all we heard so many places. There's malware in the App Store! Unfortunately, a lot of people weren't telling you it was just in the Chinese store. We did here at BTN, however. Yes, yes, yes. Well, the malware in the Chinese store has apparently been killed. Yes, Apple has removed all the malware-infected apps in the Chinese App Store as of yesterday. Unfortunately, Apple's not really saying about how many apps were actually affected. But we have heard at BTN some apps like WeChat, yeah, that's pretty popular, and about 344 others were infected. So yeah, there's quite a few there. Now, if you did happen to be browsing around in the Chinese App Store, or if you're in China and actually being able to listen to this podcast, thank you for using a VPN. The best thing you can do for your phone right now is pretty much just do a complete restore. You cannot, however, though, do a backup from what you already have. No, 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 because you probably have the infected apps there. So just start from scratch as a new iPhone, and you should be fine now. At least until the next malware app gets through the Chinese App Store, which is probably T-minus, oh, it's probably already there. Staying on the subject of security, why not? It just seems to be the thing nowadays. Let's talk about Hacker News on Tuesday. Oh, yeah. This one's actually going out through over there at Amazon. According to Gizmodo, a wide variety of information about 1.5 million people. Basically, this all points to medical data, by the way. Anything from, like, police injuries, doctor notes of their patients, social security numbers, you know, all that good stuff. Yes, it apparently was exposed through Amazon. And when I mean Amazon's web servers, not exactly the main Amazon. Yes, it's once again a horror show of a data breach. Now, Chris Victors actually is the one who discovered the data breach. He's actually a researcher in Texas. Yeehaw! And he will turn over that data to the Texas Attorney General this week, where it will be, yes, destroyed. His copies, that is, though. We don't know how many other people got a hold of this stuff. Because by the sound of this report, it looks like everybody pretty much had free gain on the Amazon cloud with all 1.5 million people's data. There has been a lot of news organizations that have reached out to Amazon asking, what happened? Amazon, however, said, no comment. Oh, yeah, they haven't really said much of anything yet. Probably waiting for it to die down a little bit. Yeah, look for probably a huge sale on TVs this week. That way, oh, no problem. Don't worry about it now. I got 50% off an HDTV. And finally, finally, do you believe in other life in the universe out there? Yes, aliens. Edward Snowden does, but he has a theory of why we've not heard from aliens. Encryption. Yes, come on, you know who Edward Snowden is, the guy that leaked all that NSA stuff. That's hiding somewhere, I don't know where he's at now. I think he's in Russia, I don't know. The only reason why we haven't heard from aliens yet is simple. It's all about encryption. Snowden is suggesting that a universal need to keep all of our communication secure could mean that alien signals are simply too well encrypted to be distinguished from background noises. Of course, this is assuming that aliens are actually trying to contact us. Basically, to summarize all this up, I think what Snowden's trying to say is that everything we're hearing right now, we don't even know what we're hearing because everything is freaking encrypted, so we can't tell the difference. So, I don't know, maybe Mr. Edward is right. One thing I'm very confident about, though, that since Edward has been in asylum, wherever the hell he is now, he sure has had a lot of time on his hands to think about stuff like this. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Check out the British Tech Network website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with your Wednesday edition of the BTN News Show, getting you caught up on the next 24 hours of the best in tech news. But until then, have a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you so much for listening.